Welcome to the First X Minutes podcast. This is episode 68. I'm your host. You find me on Twitter at Papi underscore the great. As a PAPI underscore the great. And Sunday was a Super Sunday featuring two derby games, one in Italy and one in England. And of course, many other games, including the CAF Confederations Cup, which Imba sadly crashed out from. And of course, there was the drama in the Nigerian Professional Football League as one of the club sides lost a player who died from an incident that occurred while he was playing. Well, I'd rather not touch on that and let the dead rest as we focus on the title of this podcast. That's the meat of this story, and that is the fact that two derby games, the Manchester Derby and the Derby d'Italia in the Serie A, and we know how both games ended. The home side came out on top. One of the similarities both games had was the fact that they both ended in a 2-0 win for the home side. Juventus winning by 2-0, Manchester United, not necessarily thrashing, winning Manchester City by 2-0. But what else did these games have in common? That's this derbies. What else did they have, or did they have in common? Well, another thing they had in common was the fact that regardless of whatever the numbers said or say, it was a game largely dominated by one party. And for Juventus against Italy, yes, it was very, very obvious. Very, very, very obvious. Juventus dominated from start to finish. I mean, it was theirs to lose at some point in time during the game. Pretty much one-sided. Yes, the Manchester City game, maybe Manchester Derby game, maybe not necessarily one-sided, especially if you consider the fact that the citizens largely dominated the possession. I think it was in the range of the 20s to the 70s when you're comparing what Manchester United had in ball possession to what Manchester City had in ball possession. However, at the second half also, I mean, it was almost one-way traffic for Manchester City as they bombarded and asked questions after questions of Manchester United. But if you watch that game, sit down and ask yourself right now, did Manchester City really pose any threat, or say maybe scoring a goal? How many times did they actually make touches inside Manchester United's 18-yard area? Your guess is as good as mine. Did the stats say the citizens possessed, had a lot of ball possession, but in which area exactly? Was it in the very dangerous area where they posed a threat to David De Gea, or was it just around the 18-yard area being shielded away from the goalkeeper by the likes of Lindelof, Harry Maguire, Eric Bailly came in also. Luke Shaw did his own bit. Of course, Sterling was made useless by Aaron Wan-Bissaka, and I think that's where the joke came out from, that Aaron Wan-Bissaka made Sterling so useless, he's now using or spending Bitcoin. Well, it was that bad for Manchester City on the day, that's on Sunday. So you look at it and say, Derby d'Italia, Manchester Derby, one similarity they had, apart from the scoreline, was the fact that it was a one-way traffic. Forget everything you see, the fact that McTominay had to wait that late for them to get the second goal. It was just a testament of how persistent and how consistent Manchester United were, not just in defending, but also waiting for the opportunities to show themselves and then striking. So one similarity both derby games had. Another similarity both derby games had was the fact that it was, how should I put it now? At some point in time, the defense of the losing side were called into question. The fact that Juventus, the first goal they conceded, Inter Milan, I beg your pardon, the first goal they conceded was one, yeah, maybe not necessarily due to a defensive error, but you look at the second one, Dybala, yes, it was a beauty of some personal display from Paulo Dybala, but the defender should be doing better, especially tracking that Paulo Dybala, not even necessarily letting him get into the 18-yard area like that. I mean, caught with his left and still scored with the same left foot. I mean, says a lot about the so-called glorified Antonio Conte Inter Milan. Antonio Conte's Inter Milan super defense in the Serie A this season. For Manchester City, Otamendi proved for the 18th time that it's their defenders and their defenders. I mean, when you as a natural defender, your performance is worse than Fernandinho, who is naturally a defensive midfielder, but for the sake of injuries and not making quick moves in the summer transfer windows, he has had to be converted into a centre-back for Manchester City. It was poor showing for Manchester City defensively. Edison, yes, for all the protection that Pep Guardiola was trying to protect him for after the in his post-match interview or conference, I think it's fair to say the first goal, beating at the near post, I don't know if I should say late reaction. Second goal, of course, definitely. It was a gift. It was a gift. For all we want to say about Mendy not making a move quickly enough, it was a gift. It was out of position. Through tried to initiate a quick ball so that Manchester City can launch forward and try to get that evasive equalizer. And then ball got to Tomine's feet. And of course, scored the goal. It was to blame for both goals. Zinchenko and Juan Cancelo were just not it on day. I mean, fidgety, not bombing forward as often as they should, considering the fact that Manchester United were playing a 3-4-1-2, and the wingers are Sterling and Phil Foden will be needing a whole lot of help up front. I think it's a testament to just how terrible both sides, I'm talking about Inter and Manchester City, set up defensively. Another similarity that both sides had in the game, in the Manchester derby, I'm talking about Manchester City and Inter Milan now, is the lack of creativity. Bernardo Silva, for all the noise that was being made in this game, was just making a whole lot of turns in the midfield. Of course, definitely, he spent more time in the middle of the park than out wide on the right. So, mathematically speaking, Foden was the one who was spending more time on the right. But the young man was just basically adding, making the numbers balance on the Sunday afternoon, because the team really passed to him. Most of the action from the first half was passing or was going through the middle of the park, either from Bernardo to Sterling, Gundogan to Sterling. Everything was going from the right, from the middle of the pack to the left, not necessarily to the right. There was a lack of creativity. KDB's shoes were so huge, no player could feel it. Not Rodri, not Gundogan, not even Bernardo Silva, who dropped into the midfield to come and play. Even in the second half, when Phil Foden dropped back into the midfield, you know, was trying to make some power moves and all of that, amounted to nothing because that creative instinct was not there. The same for Inter Milan. It was one-way traffic. Brozovic not doing enough to supply the likes of Romelu Lukaku and the Argentine Lautaro Martinez. It was just basically bland display from Inter Milan on Sunday night. And the fact that they were just very, very predictable, same for Manchester City, which is another similarity. I think I mentioned four or five now. They were just too predictable. Everybody knew what Manchester City were going to do. Pass it wide, flanks, try to bring it back in. Real Madrid was putting same story. Sterling played, same story. Phil Foden tried a few things. Bernardo Silva, same story. It was very, very predictable. Inter Milan tried to go through the middle. Sometimes maybe try to thread the cross so that Romelu Lukaku could hold it up. And Manchester United and Juve dealt with this threat very, very well. One difference between both sides, or one difference that both games had, was the fact that one was super noisy, especially after Scott McTominay's 90+6 goal, while one in the other game, that's in the Derby d'Italia, we could literally hear the shot on target. We could literally hear via the microphones when the keepers, goalkeepers parry shots. We could literally hear when players kick the ball. No thanks to the coronavirus outbreak in Italy, games are now being played behind closed doors. That's 4-5 similarities, I think, between the derbies on Super Sunday, and of course, just one difference between the derby in England and of course the one in Italy. This has been the First X Minutes podcast, episode 68. Yes, if I'm correct, that should be correct. Episode 68. What similarities did you notice? What players did you think played like themselves in the Derby d'Italia and of course the Manchester Derby? You can hit me up, say hey Papi on Twitter at Papi _ the great. That's at PAPI _ the great. This is a Monday edition of the podcast episode. Whatever you're going to be doing this week, I hope it's fun, I hope it's profitable, and I hope above all things that you stay safe and you be in good health. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye for now.